izinkan kami untuk berevolusi. Allahu Akbar.
Muslim protesters demand the jailing of Jakarta's Christian and ethnic Chinese governor, a common sound on the streets of the capital in recent months. In September, Basuki Chajapanama, known as Ahok, made fun of Islamic hardliners who said the Quran prohibited Muslims from voting for him. Opponents then accused him of the crime of blasphemy, and after a massive anti-Ahok rally turned violent in November, he was charged. 60 kilometers south of Jakarta, in West Java, a local Christian church group gathers to worship. One of its members, Bona Sigalinging, says the governor's case is a sign of growing religious intolerance.
For the last 15 years, we see the growing of these Islamic hardliners. And what happened to Ahok? He is attacked not because of his policy, but because of his ethnicity and his religion. And it's worrying for all the minority groups in Indonesia, including the Christians.
Today, Bona holds services in the homes of group members after the congregation's church was shut down in 2010 by the Islamic Defenders Front, or FPI, with support from the authorities. Their church, just 10 minutes down the road, is falling apart.
This become like a botanical laboratory with all the plants here, and abandon the church. And despite of the situation that we have the permit and we have the Supreme Court's decision and Ombudsman of the Republic Indonesia, still we cannot use this. And there is no corrective action yet from the central government.
Making matters worse for some religious minorities are some moderate politicians who are encouraging the hardliners. Former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono has publicly supported the anti-Ahok rallies, perhaps because his son, Agus Yudhoyono, is standing against Ahok in February's election for governor of Jakarta, an accusation we put to Agus at a campaign event.
You've used populist anger against Ahok. How do you respond?
No.
How do you respond to that?
I don't want to respond to anything because that's not my... I never use any issue to use against anyone. Correct? Please give my space, okay?
Yudhoyono refused to answer any further questions. The governor's HQ is where he is now forced to conduct much of his campaigning. Canvassing on the streets has become too dangerous. But Ahok's reputation for competent and clean governance means he still leads some opinion polls. Ahok didn't want to comment on his case directly, but stated his faith in Pancasila, Indonesia's founding commitment to religious tolerance and pluralism.
We hope that our country will achieve the dream of our liberators, to achieve social justice. That's it. We live under the umbrella of Pancasila. That was the dream, our proclaimers of independence.
Pancasila, a secular nationalist philosophy, is regarded by many as the glue holding Indonesia's many religious communities and ethnic minorities together. But since the fall of authoritarian strongman President Suharto in 1998, few politicians have stood up for Indonesia's minorities. Stories of church closures, inter-community violence, and acts of persecution have become increasingly common. At Jakarta's imposing Istiqlal Mosque, I meet Sadullah Afandi, a representative of Nahdlatul Ulama, Indonesia's largest moderate Islamic organization. He tells me more must be done to protect Indonesia's religious diversity.
If the FBI is seen doing things that are against the law, against Pancasila, against Islam's rules, being violent, then they have to be watched and there should be stricter action. Indeed, for some time, we and other moderate groups have been saying there should be some evaluation and action.
But action has been sorely lacking. President Joko Widodo, a former ally of Ahok, has done nothing to support the governor and even shared a platform with Ahok's opponents. Some say the president is looking to re-election in 2019 and is scared he'll be labelled a bad Muslim if he speaks up. His office refused to comment on this. Andreas Harsono, Indonesia researcher for Human Rights Watch, says Ahok is vulnerable.
It is very unlikely for Ahok not to be convicted and not to go to prison. The political pressure is just immense. And also, if we take a look at the rate of conviction over the last 10 years, especially under the previous president, it is nearly 100%.
Outside the presidential palace in Jakarta, Bona and his congregation hold a protest service every second Sunday. They feel that whatever the outcome of Ahok's trial, Indonesia's religious minorities will continue to suffer if nothing is done. Jack Houston, Radio France International, Jakarta.